first floor and to find this room, which is a bit outside of the others. My name is Christian, and the topic today is going to be how to have a better conversation to handle to enter the co-creation space. And it's going to be more like an immersion-based workshop, so we're going to play and have exercise and have fun and experience some stuff. So it's more practical than theoretical. So maybe first just trying with some context. So I would say just one rule of engagement for the workshop is just to let go with the flow and to make the games, which some people call exercise, and enjoy the ride. And we're going to have time at the end to debrief. And also I will do some debrief after each exercise, just that we can share what we learn and what does make sense for you. So maybe I paint some situation which made me search for what I found and what I'm going to present to you. So I'm working in big corporation with many people, and I have one of the big issue is when you have stuff like this with some people around the table or anywhere, and they try to have a conversation, and the only thing you feel when you observe is you feel tension all over the place, and people are just speaking past to another. Or when this person speaks, the only thing this person wants after 10 seconds is to place one sentence, so he doesn't listen to this person. And this makes some weird conversation where you don't come to any cooperation. You just want to make a point. And it doesn't make many sense for me. And I did leave this system for some years until I tried something else or rejected that system or stopped going to those stuff. So I'm checking out to many of those corporate meetings. And it's cool. There's no consequence. There's only positive things. At the beginning, I thought I could not. And it's really fun to be outside of this. And then the next step would be, yeah, but my friends are still there. So there have to be something I can do for them. There's no way that I only enjoy being free and they not. So I've been thinking for some stuff. Another situation which always come is when an authority send a mail to a subordinate saying, we have to meet, point. What the subordinate reaction is, it's directly, oh, I've done something wrong. And the time between the reception of the email and the meeting is a nightmare. And I've experienced it for myself. And I don't know if you have surrounding around you which are in those sort of setup. It's really weird, and it's really, there's a lot of discussion just about the email before the discussion has taken place. And it's a waste of time, waste of energy, and it's taking place in a field state. So that's one of the other examples. And there's many other things like handling difficult conversation. I have more and more difficult conversation, and I found it really hard to handle them. So I did search for some stuff, and we're going to make some experimentation today. And in order to see what we could do, we're going to start with an exercise. And the exercise is going to be, we're going to plan a dinner. So if you don't have a plan for a dinner tonight, we're going to make one. And we're going to do two ways of planning a dinner. So we're going to start with the first one. We're going to make in small group, like 3 or 4 person. And the first version of plan a dinner will be inside the group, each person will say one sentence, and then the next person continue the sentence, a new sentence with yes, but, and then continue. Okay?
Yes.
So maybe
yes,
we can, yes, but. I don't know, we make group of 3 and we can make like 3 minutes or 2 rounds or 3 rounds. So okay. The first person start, say one sentence, and then the second continue, yes but, and then the third, yes but. And the goal is to plan a dinner. So maybe we can switch people who know each other, like the two brothers, and switch between two groups.
So is it two groups that you want?
Or three, I think three.
How many
be better.
You want three groups? Okay.
Whatever.
How many go?
So someone will be three, some will be four. Like one brother
like
there.
Or five.
Yes.
Yeah.
I left my thing in my room. I left my thing in my room.
So you're
Steve.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'm inviting my friends.
Yes, but have you thought about me feeling outside?
Yes, but should we talk about food? Yes, but I think it's more important to have politics to have food coming.
Yeah, but
yes.
I'm old, so
we are
around to make sure that's more important. It's close by.
Yeah, so if you carry on like this, we're not going to get it.
No, don't start.
Not
going to go.
So we keep driving a negative.
But they engage.
I suggest for the first course we have
Yes,
but because he's wearing
armor.
Being an integral community, I think we should broaden our perspective and not just go for our egoistic goals.
Yes, but we've got to plan a dinner.
Yes.
But
yes,
that's
but
that's
but
that's
we're
maybe we should just think about not planning.
Yes.
Yeah, but
right.
Like new mingo meet flow.
We should do it.
Yes,
more often.
But fish.
Yes, but
yes, but beef.
Check out the restaurant that has a diverse menu.
Yes.
Yes,
I told you about a restaurant.
Yes,
and we can also think about cooking ourselves.
Yes, and with cooking ourselves, then we can kind of personalize the whole space.
Yes, and we can divide so each one of us do a special dish.
Yes.
Or ideas.
And personally, I like candles for dinner.
Yes, no, I think, you know, cooking with guests is a good idea because food is a lovely way to share love. Since we're finding our friends, we want to have a loving environment.
Yes, and we want to find out how long.
Yes.
We can ask everyone to spot on
time. We have a big enough kitchen, so enough time, so we can sort of divide the work and some can chat.
Yes. And
yes.
Having
yes.
Like
that. Sounds pretty good.
Really,
I think yes, and music would go well with the food and the candles to help the space
and
be open.
Being mindful,
yes,
one another,
yes,
not just on
yes,
the music from the
music.
Name of what we do, or a guitar or something like that.
Yes.
Yes, and one of the other things that we could do is maybe
yes, and I would also like to sort of
yes, maybe
who are coming.
There may be
so
some dancing for those people.
Inclusive or
ask
them to bring some
yes, and I can't think of anything else really. It sounds good.
I'm where do I sign up?
We're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
So do we know who we're inviting?
Okay, one more round.
And yes,
well,
it was so great
having
you here.
Okay,
we're all unplugged in Canada.
I'm sorry, I don't really have any other the restaurant tonight. Otherwise, it happens
exactly.
At
the
you're cooking for your friends?
No, I'm not eating.
Okay,
yes, I came from
so,
the in the first half is
which version do you prefer?
Oh, it's definitely that because I got my way and I did what I told.
Exactly the fitting. You made pressure.
We invoked integral theory to transcend the but.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And how are the feeling between this version and this version?
There was tension in the butt conversation,
mm-hmm.
And then there was it was more comical in the end conversation, so it was lying to him, it was more humorous, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
Full of humor.
So here we have some tension.
Yeah.
And more humor.
Yeah.
You can feel the energy sort of spiraling upwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more co-creating.
Yeah, and the butt one.
Yes, and in the butt one, it felt like it went nowhere. It just nothing was decided,
yeah.
Nothing came out of it. Whereas the and one felt very creative, actually.
Yeah. And it felt like constantly closing doors, like slamming doors in front of people's faces, while he was really climbing up, whatever. Taking an elevator.
Yeah, it's amazing what one word can do.
I don't want to go to that dinner.
Just saying. So, we prefer that dinner. Does
we
one group want to share?
We don't know who's coming, but we know. Oh, and we know.
Okay, so we're going to continue and build on this with an exercise which is called down and up regulating. So the first thing we want to down regulate, use less of, is butt. I'm doing this for myself since more than 2 years, and I'm still catching myself pretty often saying butt. And more than 99% of the case you can replace by this. I'm trying to bum, but I'm on my way. I'm improving. and we want more of them. So the question, we're going to do this exercise, which is down upregulating, and we're going to brainstorm. We can do the same group, and the question is, in your field, in your daily lives, when you think about what should you say less of as a word or as a sentence, and what should you say more of, what comes to your mind? So maybe we can do in the same order. We make like a small brainstorming, and if you have a paper, or you can brainstorm some ideas, and once you have them, you can write them here. So it would be the stuff that we want to down regulate. And the stuff we want to up regulate. So I left this here, and maybe you can chat in a group, in the same group as before. Start with whichever you prefer, and discuss together, and see which words, which sentence comes to your mind, either to say less of or to say more of. And once you have them, I'll give you the pen, and you write here or here. Is it okay?
Yeah.
I have some paper.
I have plenty. Some paper.
Do you have a pencil?
Do you have some paper for brainstorming?
Yes, please.
So it's difficult.
You have some paper? Okay.
So if you're trying to engage someone, a closed question or a series of closed questions are only going to you're just going to wind up in a series of questions. Yes. When you think about open questions, the what, why, where,
it's a cultural affair, isn't it?
The most tricky one for people to answer is the why. So you have to think, why is it as an open question, almost as a reserved open question. It's almost a category of its own, just like context sense.
So you want to start with the
all of
the context.
Just
as a word.
You can put a little note just to the why. As far as open questions, which are what, where, how, and when. The why is a bit of a reserved one.
What,
where, when, when, what time,
when.
Yeah, when.
What's the accent?
Yeah, what, where,
judge,
when, how.
Yeah.
And then the why is always going to be
judgment or
too much.
So that's
too much.
I would say down with
you said something about
the comparison.
What makes you say that?
Labels.
Because it's really too much.
Acronyms?
No. When you say that someone are idiot, someone are stupid, someone are
criticism.
Yeah, but it's
not a word.
Judgment?
Yes,
judgment.
Yeah.
I would
play this.
Dead tired. Is that what
you
say?
Dead tired.
Sort of expressing
of this.
It's really like, or it's
happening
in
you
when
you got divorced.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the reason is expressing your emotions, your needs, your values.
Sort out
yeah.
what they're putting out there. You know, I see my colleagues use it all the time. Often it's very intelligent people.
It's a response.
I think it's the answer.
So
when
I respond,
correct. So rather than called out,
so
obviously
when somebody
you're
says
really
that
good at this,
to talk in trend, it's important to go pause, take a breath.
I don't know what the answer is.
Pause, take a breath. Instead of respond, you know,
would be
so that can be unregulated to pause.
Yeah,
pausing is good. Because,
because
you know,
said
fear, generally when you can track to fear or anxiety, maybe they're not
you've been triggered into some unconscious response.
So pause allows you to go, it's coming to respond, and you pop your idea into the
vernacular.
Instead of saying something negative or something judgmental or something, sort of labeling, you can actually say, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to ask it a question. So why did you say that? Why one is a
triggering?
Can you talk a bit more about what you mean?
I'm really curious.
Yeah, I'm curious about, you know.
So now it's sort of a reaction.
Yeah. Down with contraction, reaction is a neutral word.
For me, reaction is sort of that someone says something, I'm not sort of connecting with myself,
so
I just react to that. So I want to be more self-regulated, sort of come. And the opposite of reaction?
Well, some people use response.
Yeah, response.
And say
I
relax.
Yeah.
Because that's an order.
Take your word as well. You said something else.
Contraction.
What do you guess next we should
making yourself vulnerable to the situation.
Yeah.
Instead of armoring up, open up. What is no?
Your conversation.
I'm curious about what you really mean.
How I feel.
I can feel something, but I'm curious to understand more about what you mean by
always. I think. Sort of instead of I don't agree.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
Yeah.
Of
course. Tell me more.
I and the you.
Say some more.
I'm curious.
Say some more.
Say I feel. You know,
I
think what's going on.
That's a perfect example of it. I'm an open
person.
I feel like I've been treated very badly. You've probably got enough to stick with it.
You know, what else you look at to hear more of is people saying, you're saying,
am I right?
Like more saying, you're
saying,
before they
come up with something more between you.
Yeah,
so we win.
That's so not integrated. So not collaborative.
All right. Take this one.
For the win.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
You're from the UK, Steve.
Yeah.
When did you know?
Just last night.
Oh, okay, so you just flew straight up.
Right.
Have you seen it in Budapest before?
No, first time in Hungary.
Me too.
Whereabouts are you from?
From New Zealand.
I've
been in the UK for a week.
I understand
and
that I would not say
you were from
the
time difference.
Yeah, I know that you want to, but I know
that.
I
lived in the UK for about 5 years.
So this week I would say.
Back in the late 80s and early 90s. Eastern Europe was still pretty hard to access. So it was
satisfied. Not
as
satisfied.
Visiting.
Sure. Yeah. And where did you live in New Zealand?
Auckland.
Yeah. In the North Island.
Mm-hmm.
Ever been there?
Yes. I was did a round the world trip. I had cousins in near Wellington.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
Yeah, that's true.
87.
Okay.
Mm.
What were your thoughts and feelings about the place?
Well, beautiful countryside. Now it's a lightning to a dark side helmet. Yeah, beautiful countryside. In fact, some friends have just come back from a 3 week trip to South London. It reminded me of all I went to some similar places.
I love the way you just organize
the
dishwasher. It's
amazing. Yeah, I had a friend who was in New Zealand string quartet.
So let's hope this is now voluntary.
So,
it doesn't have to be
it's like Australia and New Zealand when you live in. They feel like they've got some kind of British, you know, Britishness, or they've got the, and then they've got this kind of extra stuff. And then
that's quite a good observation.
but then it's kind of
yes.
It's more not Australia actually. It's because New Zealand, the countryside is quite like green and sheep.
Arriving
in
England,
it's probably a smaller percentage of
during the winter there's still quite a lot of green around it.
You're sort of subtropical,
sort of. In Texas it's getting worse, but I'm more central. You know, when you get to the UK, winter is
so much better. Thank you.
We're going to agree.
My fault.
What I propose is helping with how we speak on the floor and we can make it.
My partner and I are both saying that when you come to the UK, it does always feel like coming home. There's something, you know, almost at the soul level.
Okay, let's have a look. What do we have?
Languages.
So
it's a feeling.
One group already. So we have a first version here with the first list of down regulate, close questions, labels, judgment, criticism, reaction. May I double click? What does it mean for you, reaction?
For me, it's like someone says something and you sort of immediately come out with your sort of whatever. Like,
so you don't
just
finish, you just overreact.
Yeah, like some protection or defense or attack or
reflection.
So response is the sort of opposite to more bring it and pausing a little bit before just going into clash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breathe and think before to say something.
Yeah.
That saved me a lot of problem and too many people. Cool. Okay. Contraction. What does it mean for you?
It's an energetic thing, you know, when somebody says something to you, you can feel yourself there.
Okay.
Instead of that.
Okay, thank you. I don't agree.
Tell me more about that.
Yes. I'm curious, tell me more. Okay. And we have the open question: what, where, when, how, and will you explain me the why in bracket?
That's just because why. Sometimes people find the why question a bit challenging.
Judging.
Do everybody agree?
Judgment.
So it's a bit of a reserved one.
Invites justification.
Yeah, it can be an attack.
I think those words, just in context, like if you're in a negotiation or you're in a business situation, certainly in a business situation, I always talk, you get to the why, I keep asking why, but having read something in a recent book around negotiation, they say, it's the last one you want to ask in a why situation, because it may trigger them to shoot someone. So actually understanding those questions in the context of the environment you're working is important.
Yeah.
And we can replace it. I mean, the why, I also always recommend to not use it that often, but then to replace it with what's your reason for that? Or what is your intention behind it?
Can you say more about that?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So it's more words than only why, but it has a completely different effect. And it's funny because someone wrote a book, it's called Start with the Why, and I didn't read it yet, but you can find it in all airport bookshops, and still need to buy it because I want to find out his perspective on the why. Yeah.
He's I think he's talking about the bigger question of
I think so
of
too.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more about it's
why
Simon Sinek.
Yeah, it's
about the value and
yeah.
Why are you doing things, not about the question why.
Yeah, exactly.
It's challenge the purpose before to do something.
He's contrasting doing with being.
Yeah.
Ah,
okay.
And contemplation and reflection before you get action.
I see. Yeah. Different.
Okay, so we have room to add some stuff. So if we start with you, you have a proposal. After this, we can make a picture of. Of your paper, but if you want to select 1, 2, 3, we can add that you would like to downregulate.
Yeah, so we had imperative words that we want to downregulate, like
imperative.
Yeah, so there are also words that order somebody to do things like relax or stop. You know, we think you're actually helping somebody, but they're actually. A word that
don't do that.
Yeah, it's a don't really, but they're saying relax and stop. You know,
that's
so
good. That's good.
Comparison judgment words was another one. Categorized things like better than. He's better than you. Putting people in boxes. You know, like it's more conservative. With certain historical meaning or deeper meaning than we're aware of, and we're colloquializing them just willy-nilly. You know, they're much bigger words like deadline.
Oh, nice one.
And I'm dead tired. So.
Well, the data bad.
Yeah, but we use it as a.
This what we did not speak about. I also like white, black and white. You know, a lot. Very often, black is seen as something negative, like blackmailing, or we are whitewashing, and everything white seems to be positive and black seems to be negative, which is of concern.
About
diversity and
inclusion.
It's black and white. It's just black and white. That's all it is.
Yeah.
No
exactly.
Argument.
Yeah.
And being this, we are misting the 50 Shades of Grey.
No. No,
you didn't stole it. Not too much. Not too much, literally.
It's more about the rainbow. It's more about color.
Should I write rainbow?
Yes. Life is colorful.
Colorful. Do we have color? Speak with colors.
Yeah, give more options. I mean, the black and white could also be like this binary thing where people say on one hand and on the other, which is actually supporting this idea of there's only two options, while life is really a lot more multifaceted than only two options.
What else do you have for upregulating?
Precise appreciation. So I'm not just saying, wow, well done, but actually saying, you know, actually expressing, verbalizing exactly what it is that you're appreciating about what the person did so well.
Which has more impact than just saying you did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good boy.
Good boy.
Is a direct reverse of the down and up regulate. So in the patriarchal system of language where we say he slash she, completely always reverse it, make a conscious decision to reverse to a she star slash he.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of brothers, sisters, you say sisters, brothers. Instead of fathers, mothers, you say mothers, fathers. So
Thank you. On your side?
We had specific pet peeves that we put in the down regulate.
Okay.
So these are kind of personal things
okay.
we didn't like. Or we felt we needed to stop, or it would be good
okay.
if people around us. So
oh.
saying too much.
I'm too much.
Yeah,
oh.
or too much of this, or
busy
too much of that, too much.
Yeah. I'm busy.
too yeah.
much. Too,
too
busy.
Much.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. The terms saying things obviously, or obviously this, obviously that. Or like a teenager, like,
oh.
well, it's like this, like,
totally,
like, and I'm sick of hearing people say, everyone around me is saying, at the end of the day, blah, 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 blah. I sit there going, what the hell does that mean? What does it mean at the end of the day? So we were getting into our pet peeves of conversation. And upregulate, we were talking about reflective speech, which I think is what you were talking about. So hearing people saying, I feel, and then hearing other people saying, so you're saying, so someone's listening and someone's speaking. So using reflective speech, that would be nice. And shifting, you were talking about shifting the mindset to hearing people have courage to achieve, like hearing, oh, that's, you know, hearing people saying it's good. I like that you were talking about the precision of that, but it's good, it's okay, I'm satisfied with, instead of feeling, hearing the negatives of those all the time. So
when it comes to appreciation?
The positive, hearing more positive in general. And I said, you know, that table, I work in a community hospital, and I said, you know, I would like to hear anything. I would like people to communicate more instead of, because a lot of times we have a very oppressive administration right now. So there'll be these meetings where they'll say something, and all these people who I know feel so much will just sit there. Give the devil eyes. They won't say anything. That's not helpful. Nothing happens. Yeah. But they're afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of retribution and whatnot. So I would love to hear anything, actually.
Thank you. We got a cool list.
You can add always and never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or maybe expand, you know, there's a lot of under down, that's a lot of dual thinking, you know, like why good, bad.
Yeah.
And that's upregulate, more paradoxical, more perspectives.
Inclusive.
Yeah, inclusive.
Multidimensional.
Yeah.
Integrative. Collective. Okay.
And also taking sort of, I'm tired of hearing people that I had no choice.
Mm.
So take more responsibility for your own actions, even if you work in an organization or in a company. Take responsibility for your own actions.
Well, what you are and your action inside the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it strange that people use the word discussion so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the root of the word discussion is percussion, concussion. I'm going to hit you over the head with my drumstick. And then I'm going to expect you to listen, and it's not sensible. So I think we could downregulate discussion and upregulate dialogue.
It's changed.
I don't know, even conversation.
Mm-hmm. Such
cool. Thank you. So we can make a photo afterwards, because there's some really cool words we you can bring back home.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to add something here. What attracted me to come to your session here is that I have an initiative which is called Speak Green. So it's about like what we want to talk more of and more about. So exactly what you did here, I do this since 4 years and I post this online. So it's always like a red word, a red expression, and then on top of it a green alternative that could be, it's an option, you know? Like, so instead of saying to decrease unemployment, that you want to increase employment and other words. So I have cards with me, I just need to find them in my purse and I can leave them here. So for those who are interested in this, it's
that's
exactly
cool.
What you do
yeah.
there.
You can share.
Yeah.
And speaking about the color, come now to the color. So we're going to do a bit of, just a little bit of neuroscience. This framework, which is called conversational intelligence, is based on neuroscience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one basic, maybe some of you know even more than me. So, okay, this is a person, and this is a brain. And we have, when we use words that we should downregulate, what we stimulate is the primitive brain to protect ourselves. So this triggers some cortisol, which is the hormone we have in the primitive brain, which is to protect ourselves. And in the corporate world, it's basically fear. Fear to be rejected, fear to lose face, fear to lose a job and not have the paycheck. And this makes us do wild things. And I see around me, I did wild things back then. And now I see patterns of people doing even wild things than I did before. And this is such a disabling of the human beauty when we get triggered. There's even the worst trigger, which is just in the middle, which is the amygdala hijack. Amygdala. So sometimes the trigger gets so big that you think you're in such danger that you get in disabled state. So you completely block. And this has a duration of at least 36 hours. I mean, neuroscientists say it takes 36 hours. So during the time somebody got hijacked in amygdala and got such fear that it disabled, the next 36 hours you can't do anything without this. So you cannot have any more conversation, which makes sense. And I had one of these, or even worse, 1 month ago, and I think it takes longer than 36 hours. It took me more than 1 week to recover. So I did experience from the inside what it is to have a night job. And I'm still figuring out how did I went to this deepness of mediocrity and fear. It's going to take me some months to figure it out. I would learn from it, and it was 2 weeks of maximum 4 nights of sleep, 4 hours of sleep per night. And it took me more than 1 week to start to recover, to be able to think to something else, and another week to really come to a near to normal state again. So it was more for than 36 hours for me. And this is really when you get, I had all the fear I've described, fear to lose my job, to be rejected, everything, to be the worst person in the world and everything. So it's there's the spiral up and there's the spiral down. So I got my spiral down and now I'm working on the spiral up. And I can confirm that when you have this one, you're more than disabled. When you have this one, cortisol, some faculty are just not present. You're not really aware of, you're just protecting yourself. Be integral, to be part of the group. And this is, by the way, one of the basic needs, which seems to be now by neuroscientists proved to be even more needed than food, is be part of a group, of a tribe. That's why when you have people in the gang, they shoot somebody to just be in the gang, because they care more about this than to shoot somebody else.
I think that's a very male version. My female version is the mother bear. You know, that I get protective, I get very, very protective of, you know, I tend to like my coworkers, and if I see them being hurt, it enacts this, I get angry. The cortisol comes, but it's not so much about proving or about, it's kind of the female version of caretaking.
It's about,
it's about protecting.
You would disable some old faculty, and you would care about protecting the person.
Yes,
yeah.
Very much so.
Which, focus your energy just on death, and then you cannot do something else until that person is back to safety.
Yeah. The person may not need protecting. It's just an automatic response.
Cool. Thanks for that.
I don't know if it's cool, but
it's the way it is. It's the way it is. I mean, when we get triggered like this, it just doesn't matter and nothing else.
And this would flip actually this hierarchy of needs. But this hierarchy of needs of Maslow, saying that the basic needs like food is one that needs to be fulfilled first.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is on the third level, this would be love and belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said that being part of the group is more important than food. So you just reversed this.
Yeah.
I find this very interesting.
Mm. Turn the triangle upside down.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
If you start with spiritual,
you're
spiritual.
Exactly.
And then everything flows from there.
And it's the collaboration that is more important than it is also contradicting to all of these. It's beautiful. Thank you very much.
It's changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still challenged by this.
can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the wrong place I'm saying now, but I'm interested in someone that you could treat you that deeply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, there's a certain energy of that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say that there's certain labels that you could put on that kind of people, person. Did you notice anything, just maybe that you felt comfortable sharing, about the energy of the person that was able to do that to you?
Yes. He's really powerful. I came to several people in my corporate world which are doing manipulation and addicted to being right and all those sorts of stuff, and they dictate stuff. This one is more indirect. I knew it from the beginning, because I'm in his system since 1.5 years. So I knew it from the beginning, and I thought I was prepared. And I got in, and I said, this is my chance, this is my case study. So I'm going to connect with this person, and I'm going to see what I can do with him. And I got good connection, and probably I got biased. I was losing my awareness after 1 year, and then I got in a spiral. And there's also some other effect, like I had to do double work for him than before, the last 6 months, so I got more in touch. And then I got immersed in this system where he wants many things for the same price, and you start negotiating, and I'm not good at negotiating with that person. So I tried my way, and my way got me in the loop of promising too much. And then I've been caught in jail, promising too much, I cannot sustain. So being outside of my responsibility scope, and then I realized that one meeting, I'm screwed up. I have to revert and say no. What I said last week, you're not gonna get it. And it was a really hard time. So it's like, with a gentle style, he did manage to catch me. So I'm responsible, I mean, at least 50%, because I let me catch him. And when I realized, I had this hijack. Bam. So just happened like this.
You were too nice, or?
You gave him the power.
Well, yeah, I gave him the power. I let him come in. I wanted to please him. I wanted to see how it goes. And bam, I'm in jail. And when you realize this,
Have you noticed other people around?
Yes, I knew from the beginning. So that there's 4 people who have quit, 2 have been laid off, and 1 have been doing a burnout.
And did they share any of their experience?
Yes, I knew everything. That's why I went attracted. As I say, I want to try the case. And I've miserably failed on the first iteration. I will see on the second iteration.
Oh, so I still on the experiment.
Yes. I'm resilient and I want to play the game again.
Mm.
So what will it change this time around?
I will start with no. Or not with no, I have to think about it. And what changed is, it took me a lot of time to use one of the patterns, which is ask for help. I took way too much on my way too much. All the 2 of us, we were 2. And to recover, I use the pattern ask for help. I use it like the last weeks, like 10 times a day. I only spoke about this issue with everybody. And then when you got help and support, I mean, world just change, shift.
What type of support did you say?
I did alpha help. So to anybody across the enterprise who I thought was anyway direct or indirectly linked to this system, I did tell the story and say, what would you do? Or what is your advice? Or even you don't ask, some people just like to talk, just question you and just help. And suddenly there's some reaction around the system and you get help.
So those other leaders know exactly about your leader. They know how to behave, it's a known fact.
I mean, it's a known fact. It's there since some years and it's got some power, some authority, a lot of stuff, which made the case interesting for me as it's a representative of many dysfunctional leaders in the world.
Yes.
That's why I'm attracted by this case.
Yes. So you're curious about whether you can fix this person?
I wouldn't say fix, I would say initiate a shift in that he, how can I initiate something for him to realize the effect he has on people? Because I think he doesn't realize.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's very brave of you to do that, actually.
You want to save him?
I don't want to save him. I just want to make him aware of the consequence of his behavior. Change or not, that's his point of view.
Yeah, the assumption is
and made people around also aware of the situation, which I did now. And it's going to be interesting to see how the system reacts. When you have some toxic behavior, what's going to happen?
I find it interesting because you said there were four people before you that actually already had some negative experiences with him. And just when you started your story, I was wondering how this person feels. I mean, he must know that two people have resigned and one has a brother.
Right. But some people aren't aware.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But it's
everyone
not like everyone is putting
idiots.
Their hands into the lion's mouth.
And this is, at the end, this is the conversation I want with this person.
Yeah.
And at that day, how do you feel? I cannot believe he's happy. There's no way he's happy.
Have you come across the research done by Bob here and Snakes and Suits?
No,
I commend that to you.
And write them?
Snakes and Suits. That's the book.
Snakes in Suits.
Snakes in Suits.
Those are the things that go.
You're wearing a suit? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. A Canadian psychologist called Bob here. He has a website too. He fundamentally,
Hair, as in the rabbit, H-A-R-E. H-A-R-A.
And the Deutsch?
Yeah, of Deutsch.
Okay. So he's done a lot of work on psychopaths.
Okay.
I wasn't that hair.
No, it wasn't that hair.
Not
no,
that
that's
hair.
Not
like the rabbit's hair.
And if we move on, what we want to do is we want to enable this part of the brain, which is the prefrontal cortex, where we have creativity and where we can do the exercise, yes and.
That's the amygdala part, is that what you're saying?
The amygdala is the one in the middle, which trigger this interview, and the one in front is what we want is
oxytocin,
which is the bonding hormone. Yes. And when you connect with people, that's what you did when you did the yes and exercise, or when you search for upregulate.
So that's the creative part.
That's the creative part, which is in the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
And it only gets enabled when the fear and stuff is gone. So you need a trusting environment, and when you feel safe, you can let the fear go, let everything go, and start having ideas and co-creating and saying things you wouldn't say in a non-trusting environment. And if we map this is more the red zone, and this is more the green zone. And there's a small tool about this. Which I put you just down there on the wall. So we have the red, which is the back of the head, and we have the green, which is the front of the head. So when we are fear, we are in low trust mode, and when we have trust, we can enable the front and we can be in co-creation state. And so we have all the state from being resistant,
being skeptic, being wait and see, being experimenter, and co-creation. So what exercise we can do now is just say, okay, now, each of you, where are you? When you see resistor, skeptic, wait and see, experimenter, and co-creator.
With respect to what?
Yeah, and just what context? Talking about us being here, or are we talking about in general life?
Skeptic.
It's always the context. So I would
experiment.
Like in the session? In the session now?
Wouldn't it be better?
I think I'm both a co-creator and a resistor.
Okay.
Wow.
No, are you?
Because, you know, I believe that there's a lot of parts of the primitive brain that are very functional. And it's more sometimes it's our intuition or a knee-jerk response to people or things. And if you don't listen to that, if you're always opening, you know, I think it's, you know, like anything in the brain, it's not one piece of the brain, it's the whole brain firing off and being, it's that idea of being inclusive. You know, it's that whole idea, it's not one thing or another, it's all of it together. And that it's meaningful together. It's like a dance with a partner, or lots of partners.
Yeah.
But if that makes me a resistor, you can call me that too.
but can I ask you something?
Yes.
And
you're doing well to highlight my own challenge, I just realized. Talking to you, like, but down here, so clearly you're here because you want this group to be here, but the thing that you want to solve at work with all those people who don't say, want to say anything because they're all in fear of losing their job or whatever, why don't you say anything?
I'm constantly talking.
Are you?
Constantly talking. But I can't, you know, it's not my place to speak for other people all the time.
So you're the only one talking all the time?
There aren't. It's bad right now. It's bad. I mean, I've seen it better. I've been at the same hospital for 30 years. God bless me. but and we just had a new group come in, and they're like firing people every week or every 2 weeks. They're making the decisions that don't even, it's so sad. It's really heartbreaking. So anyway, that's
okay.
My situation. But I'm a talker. It'll get me fired one day. I'm sure.
And what's the worst thing of getting fired?
No problem. It's just an open door. It's just an open door.
Yeah. That's a cool read.
But to like offer an end.
Yeah.
My experience is that the brain is part of the picture, and the heart and the gut are also a key part of the picture. In fact, if you expand that out, the whole parasympathetic nervous system, the whole body, is the whole somatic system, is part of how we dialogue as human creatures. And we're fully capable of listening with our bodies, and that's 95% of that listening. When you make that conscious, is a completely different way of listening. And words actually are powerful, and at the same time, become a smaller percentage.
Yep.
So the brain in itself is an incredibly powerful place for processing, but more often it's the analytical processing.
Yep.
The feelings are in our, you know,
body,
our heart, and our sense of identity is in our gut. So when we integrate all of that, so we're at an integral conference, you know, when we integrate all of those ways of dialoguing, and most of the wisdom traditions know this, you know, they teach this is how you feel into, you connect with, you dialogue with people through your whole way of being, and then you transcend into a different kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings?
Yeah.
Since I'm always talking, I'm just going to snap my fingers.
I would like to answer your question and support you in continuing the workshop. So I would say I was in the experimenter, but now saying this, I'm more like co-creator.
Yeah.
I think. So I would like to go on. And,
okay.
And also remind us, this is a map. This is not reality.
Yeah.
So we can live with this, I think, for this moment,
for this moment
and
yeah.
go with the flow.
Exactly. Thank you.
And are you currently resisting the comments of the other colleagues in the room?
What?
Are you currently resisting the comments of colleagues
I'm,
in the room?
I'm rather more supporting going with the flow of the workshop leader and the topic. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that picture because it's the first time I realized that trust has an answer in the brain. I know that trust is fundamental. I try to transform businesses, to transform companies. The only way to do it is with trust. Everyone has trust. But it's to see that in the reflection, trust and fear in the brain, it's wow, good.
Okay, thank you. That's also one of the main usage I do, is when I have a group or something doing something, I'm trying to think either during the session or after the session, where are the people? And if they're more on the red side, I know it's not going to be so creative. And there's something to be done next time. I should do something different, that they move slowly to the green side. And what I also try to do is just put the picture like now on the floor and make people aware. Or even, you know, we can do a sort of big map, like 3 meters, and people just move to the place where they are.
Mm.
And then you see immediately, like you have 10 people, where are they? And nobody, I mean, there's always some energy zone, and depending on the energy zone, you feel sometimes you just can't cancel the session. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, if there's too many people in register mode, then, I mean, there's no way wasting the time of everybody. It's just going to be a disaster. So just cancel.
But then, and then, it makes sense to try and move to that co-creation space by other channels like Alistair was saying, around the heart, the gut, where you are using that fear, that is, you're calling out the elephant in the room, which is you know, you're saying, well, and you as the independent facilitator are using that to bring the courage to the table and to say, I am sensing a lot of fear in this room, and you're almost calling it out, and seeing how that, whether you're moving from the, you know, the brain more into the heart, and the gut space.
Yeah, that's right. That's a nice one.
I don't know.
I forgot about this one because I'm sometimes doing it offline with the participant, just to initiate the next conversation. So I sometimes do it in two separate time space.
Well, you're given that podium, which is very, very powerful to almost experiment it. And maybe it's doing it in a with a client that you know they're not going to cut your contract if you're doing that sort of thing. So I guess you have to judge when it's a good.
How deep, how far you can go.
Yeah.
With it.
I think that's
But you're right, it's a great enabler. It's a great enabler to engage a conversation about fear in the room and people being disabled. So you change the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I found it a really nice enabler. As people, I mean, it's simple words and people get it.
I am an experimenter.
Yeah. Thank you. So in matter of So I have some The last thing I want to share with you, and we're going to do an exercise, is when we want to be in co-creation, we have to do some stuff to be active. I mean, it's just gonna happen like this. So there's some basic principle, which are called the conversational essential, and there's some words which you've heard already. So of course, at the bottom is priming for trust. So you need to make an example of making a safe space. That's what I tried to do at the beginning with saying, okay, there's only one rule of engagement, it's let's experiment and play with flow, see what's gonna happen. So just by saying this, I did encourage to have a gaming time together and see what's going on. And then there's the three pillar, which are called listen to connect, double click, and ask question for which you have no answer. So listen to connect. I'm also having the issue in the conference. When I'm in a table with more than three persons, I have always a situation where somebody is saying something really cool, and as soon as this person makes a pause, somebody else speaking to say his thing. And the person speaking is not finished, so there's going to be more to say. And this is a really hard exercise. And for many people, the only thing they want when they're in a conversation is place their sentence. And they don't listen to the person until they have placed the sentence. And this is really weird, as everything the person says is for nothing. It's not going to be here. And this is a situation I feel many times. And when you manage to listen to connect, then what you perceive is never what the person said, or me. In order to check this, I use double clicking. And I do this a lot when I deal with some words of the down-regulate. I say, just double click on this, what does it mean for you? Could you double click on it and give me your definition?
That's nice.
You just open the folder, and there's one word, and suddenly there's another folder, another word, and you get the definition of your meaning, and I get your meaning. And so I understand the meaning of your word in your sense.
Sorry, I don't understand that. Do you say, when you're in your group, you say, you ask them to double click?
I listen to connect, so when I do conversation, I want to discover stuff. So I'm going to listen to you, to your story, and I'm just going to ask questions for which I have no answer. So I don't want to say anything to you. I want to get things from you, and I want to understand your story, or what you say, or your meaning of some situation. So I listen to connect, and every sentence you say, for me, is for sure one or two words which would have several meanings. So the only thing I do is I double click on a word and say, what did you mean by this word? What does it mean to them?
I don't understand, but when you say I double click, you click on a mouse on a screen and someone
says,
I click on your words. It's like it's an analogy of double clicking. Sorry. I double click on the words you say, and I say, open me your folder about the word.
What does
have conversation
to you? So
okay.
You're using that as a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
It depends on your computer.
And the question for which you have no answer is just to open the horizon and get a broader picture and ask a powerful question. So what I propose is that we do an exercise with this. Prime for trust, we've tried to meet, so we should have a base. And now we're going to do, this is the last exercise, we're going to do a series of listen to connect, double clicking to understand what the words are the person is telling you, and asking questions for which you have an answer. And the exercise is, we're going to pair two person, and one person for 5 minutes will ask the other person question to discover something you don't know about the other person. And it has nothing to do with work and with family. Something else than work and family. So using open question, powerful question, listening, double clicking, asking more. We're going to do 5 minutes person A, and in 5 minutes we switch person B. So in 10 minutes, every pair should have discovered something which you don't know about the person in front of you. We'll have a go.
Okay.
So pair two.
Sure.
And I make the timekeeper. So we start with the first person.
So it's
for 5 minutes.
Why not?
Okay,
let me give you some space.
No.
Because for a very long time, you know, when I was working and doing my PhD, the only thing I could read apart from scientific literature were climate studies. And so I don't read so many novels. That's why I don't figure in journalism. So also now I have
a nice
We switch in 1 minute.
Okay.
Very early beginning.
We switch in 1 minute.
None that impressed me.
I
kept on reading them because I finished books, but none that I would say, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I still need to find good knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that I enjoyed reading when it was extremely flat was a love story that I read because my sister recommended to me, and it was super enjoyable in the sense of like
connecting to the young girl.
Being in a completely different world, and I haven't read a long novel since maybe 30 years. So, all back to it. But this was interesting. And it was written in a way that was really addictive. So, I think this is what my sister said. You have to read this. And I know it's a good book. And I put it down because I'm reading at night. So, and this was the book I would read for nights. So, yeah, this was nice. It was nice and entertaining. Even did a movie out of it, but I heard that later.
Now that you're very good,
Further than if I had a straight end in my head and like going that direction. It was more, it was much Twitter.
Okay, thank you. And how was it to not wanting having to place any sentences during 5 minutes, just asking questions?
It's fine. I find it very, just, you know, that's a good way to be. Because you can't, it's hard to, if you don't listen first, how do you really feel into a situation?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Nancy Klein. Who is familiar with Nancy Klein? Time to Think. And she tried to explore for more than 30 years what do the people need to think?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the games she plays is similar like this, and the only thing you are allowed to say is yes, and then, and then, you know, so just to bring out more of people. So it reminds me very well.
Okay. Thank you. So we're going to close the wrap up to let the room for the next workshop. So if you want more information, I've put some link there. This is the work of Judith Iglesias, so there's many YouTube videos where you can have introduction and stuff like this. And for I don't know how long, on this website, there's a 90-minute immersion training where she goes really deeper in the neuroscience. So if you like a fact about what's going on in the brain, probably for some months, if you go there, you can you get the video. So it's 90 minutes with more insight. And what I propose is that on the way out, we can do a small learn exercise. You can write, if you have one thing you've learned today, and if you have one thing you say, oh, I would want more of this thing next time. Do you want a picture of the down upregulate?
First, so people can write afterwards.
Yeah, and we can do a group photo as a souvenir, if you don't mind. So if you want a picture of the now upregulate, take your phone, so you have it immediately. No waiting time, the rest is on the floor. And picturize.
2 minutes to go. Yes.
And we can do a picture of the group, and then we probably they're going to put it on IC.
If ever anyone is interested in speaking,
oh, yes.
I put the card here.
You might make a picture of the group.
Yes.
Go sun.
Yeah.
And then I can show you that. I always think which is there. Let me see. We're going to have to be there. Do you have time for a quick picture?
That one too. Huh?
Yes.
Quick picture!
We're going to Mr. Sitterbrook. Very nice.
Mr. Sitterbrook, where
we
go. Can everybody come? I'm going to try to meet all on the picture.
Oh, okay. Who's taking it? Oh, great. I'm sure. Oh, okay.
Come. I've done this too.
Yes.
Bye.
Excellent. And then other one, it's mine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.